Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. In the late 1940s, jazz impresario Norman Granz decided to produce a forerunner of the modern box set that documented the current jazz scene, illustrated with photographs of the artist and accompanied by liner notes for each of the musical selections. In the next hour, we'll hear music from one of the very first jazz anthologies, performed by Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington, Lester Young, Ralph Burns, Coleman Hawkins, and others. It's Norman Granz's jazz scene, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
alto saxophonist Charlie Parker performing The Bird, backed by Ray Brown on bass, Hank Jones on piano, and Shelly Mann on drums, recorded in December of 1947 from the collection The Jazz Scene. That was Parker's longest recorded solo in a studio setting. I'm featuring music from The Jazz Scene on this edition of Nightlights. The Jazz Scene was a sort of lavish early box set, a folio packet of 678 records issued by jazz impresario Norman Granz in 1949, with an accompanying set of photographs of some of the top jazz artists of the day and liner notes for each musical selection. Granz, who had begun to present his jazz at the Philharmonic concerts just a few years before, and who started the label that came to be known as Verve, wrote in his introductory note that this is our attempt to present today's jazz scene in terms of the visual, the written word, and the auditory. And he described how he'd given the set's musicians, Coleman Hawkins, Ralph Burns, Duke Ellington, Charlie Parker, and others, complete artistic freedom to record their tracks as they saw fit. The photographs were taken by Jan Mealy, who had directed the legendary short jazz film Jammin' the Blues, and the cover was illustrated by David Stone Martin, whose elaborate line technique sketches would adorn many a Granz-produced LP in the years to come. The collection came out as a limited edition set of 5,000 copies in a 12-inch format usually reserved for European classical music, and it was priced at a cool $25, more money by either the standards of 1949 or today than it cost to find a used set of the expanded 2-CD 1994 reissue online. As jazz writer Brian Priestley points out in his essay for that reissue, major labels had put out such sets for individual artists before, including Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong in the early 1940s, but Granz's anthology was a no-holds-barred effort to illuminate the exciting world of modern jazz in the late 1940s, when bebop, small group swing, and big band music were all flourishing. To do so, he commissioned recordings from musicians both young and established, although contractual restrictions prevented him from securing the work of some of his favorite artists, such as Ella Fitzgerald and Art Tatum. We'll start off with two Duke Ellington compositions that resulted from Granz's initially approaching Harry Carney, Duke's baritone saxophonist. Carney was so enthusiastic that he pulled Ellington into the project. Although Duke does not appear on the dates, he was in the studio directing Carney in an Ellingtonian rhythm section that included Billy Strayhorn on piano. These tracks stand out in particular for Duke's use of a string quintet, and they are rarely heard works from the Ellington oeuvre. Here's Sono, featuring Harry Carney from Norman Granz's The Jazz Scene on Nightlights. Thank you. Duke Ellington's Frustration and Sono from Norman Granz's The Jazz Scene, performed by baritone saxophonist Harry Carney, pianist Billy Strayhorn, guitarist Freddie Guy, bassist Oscar Pettiford, and drummer Sonny Greer, along with a string quintet recorded in 1947. Music now from the two great tenor saxophonists of the era that Granz's Jazz Scene was attempting to capture, Lester Young and Coleman Hawkins, who were as influential and respected as Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane would be 10 to 15 years later. Young's contribution to the date was the earliest recorded, an up-tempo trio affair with Buddy Rich on drums and Nat King Cole on piano, while Hawkins' Picasso was a solo tour de force. Both men would work frequently for Granz in the years to come, both as Jazz at the Philharmonic tour members and as recording artists. Lester Young recorded his contribution in one take. Hawkins sweated over his for a cumulative total of 8 hours. Granz praised Hawkins especially in his liner notes, and his remarks throughout the booklet show that some of his ambition for the set was to elevate the stature of jazz in general. We'll hear Hawkins' Picasso right after I Want to Be Happy with Lester Young on Nightlights. Thank you. Coleman Hawkins' solo saxophone Picasso from Norman Granz's The Jazz Scene, recorded in 1948. Before that, a trio version of I Want to Be Happy from tenor saxophonist Lester Young, accompanied by drummer Buddy Rich and pianist Nat King Cole, who for contractual reasons was identified only as I Guy in the original liner notes. I Want to Be Happy was the earliest recorded side for Granz's anthology, being done in 1946. It took several years for the collection to come together. One of the most exciting writing talents on the late 1940s jazz scene was pianist Ralph Burns, who wrote for Woody Herman's Big Band. He's perhaps best known for authoring Summer Sequence, which led to the Stan Getz vehicle Early Autumn. He was one of the first people Granz approached for the project, and his contribution featured several Herman band members, including trombonist Bill Harris and the lost legend trumpeter Sonny Berman. As Brian Priestley observes in his essay for the 1994 reissue of The Jazz Scene, the delicate tone colors and the discreet way the opening waltz theme moves into 4-4 are indicative of the mastery that Burns brought to subsequent projects. Ralph Burns' introspection from The Jazz Scene on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Ralph Burns' Introspection, with an ensemble including Bill Harris on trombone, Herbie Stewart on tenor sax, Sonny Berman on trumpet, and Dodo Marmoroso on piano, recorded in 1946. I'll have more music from Norman Granz's Jazz Scene Anthology in just a few moments. You can listen to many previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Norman Granz's Jazz Scene on Nightlights. I'm playing music from Norman Granz's 1949 anthology, The Jazz Scene, on this edition of Nightlights. The Jazz Scene was an early sort of box set, a lavish coffee table style presentation of some of the top jazz recording artists of the day, with extensive liner notes from Granz himself and photographs from Jan Mealy, who several years earlier had directed Jammin' the Blues for Granz. The music was released in a folio of six 12-inch 78 records, limited to 5,000 copies and priced at $25. That's $25.1949. Downbeat writer Michael Levin praised it when it was released as the most remarkable record album ever issued, and it certainly seems like a model for some present-day record company marketing approaches, such as Mosaic Records' historical jazz sets. Initially, Granz, who also produced the Jazz, the Philharmonic Concert Tours, and recorded many jazz greats for the label that would come to be known as Verve, hoped to release more volumes of the Jazz Scene, but they failed to materialize. Before the break, we heard music from Woody Herman's arranger Ralph Burns, and now we'll hear a Jazz Scene contribution from a writer much less known, George Handy. Handy was much admired by Burns, according to Jazz Scene reissue essayist Brian Priestley, and the Encyclopedia of Jazz referred to him as the most talked-about new arranger of the day. Handy was known chiefly for the challenging scores he'd penned for Boyd Rayburn, who led one of the most progressive big bands of the late 1940s. Handy battled health problems, including drug addiction, and was never able to realize the potential that he demonstrated early on. His response to Granz's request for some biographical notes was terse and rather testy, including remarks such as, "Studied for a while with Aaron Copland, which did neither of us any good," and concluded with, "The only thing worthwhile in my life is my wife Flo and my boy. The rest stinks, including the music business and all connected." So I think it's safe to say that Handy was feeling a bit disillusioned around this time. His contribution to the Jazz Scene drew on many members of the Rayburn Orchestra and is a satire on the blues. He spelled it B-L-O-O-S. Here's George Handy's The Blues on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Arranger George Handy's The Blues, recorded in 1946 for Norman Granz's The Jazz Scene. When Verve's staff set about reissuing this Norman Granz project in the early 1990s, they turned up some previously unknown material, two Billy Strayhorn solo piano tracks that were evidently recorded for The Jazz Scene as well. Jazz writer Brian Priestley speculates that they were probably dropped because Granz ended up including both of the Harry Carney Duke Ellington sides that had been recorded. In 1994, when The Jazz Scene was reissued as a two-CD set, Verve was able to include a great deal of extra material, including alternate takes, contemporaneous sessions by some of the artists involved, and new discoveries such as the Strayhorn selections. We'll also hear from alto saxophonist Willie Smith, who'd been a key member of Jimmy Lunsford's big band and who'd go on to work with Duke Ellington himself after Johnny Hodges' departure from the Ellington Orchestra, doing a classic Ellington composition. First, here's Billy Strayhorn with a tune of his that sat in the vaults for nearly 50 years until The Jazz Scene was re-released in 1994, Halfway to Dawn on Nightlights. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Willie Smith performing Duke Ellington's Sophisticated Lady, accompanied by Dodo Marmoroso on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Red Callender on bass, and Joe Jones on drums, recorded in 1947 for Norman Granz's The Jazz Scene. Before that, a solo piano performance by Billy Strayhorn of his composition Halfway to Dawn, recorded the same year for Granz's Jazz Anthology, but unreleased until the expanded 1994 reissue of The Jazz Scene. The Jazz Scene, as an attempt to reflect the contemporary jazz world of the late 1940s, also included two of the leading lights of bebop, alto saxophonist Charlie Parker and pianist Bud Powell. And it also featured a contribution from bandleader Makito, whose orchestra was helping to forge and popularize another development in 1940s music, Latin jazz. We'll hear recordings from all three artists now, a cameo appearance by Parker for arranger Neil Hefti, who would go on to become strongly associated with the post-1950s sound of Count Basie, a trio performance of the bop anthem Cherokee by Powell, and Makito's Tonga, which, like Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca, was a Spanish slang term for marijuana. First, Neil Hefti and Charlie Parker with Repetition from Norman Granz's The Jazz Scene on Nightlights. ¶¶ Orchestra doing Tanga in 1948, featuring tenor saxophonist Flip Phillips from Norman Granz's The Jazz Scene. From the same collection, we also heard Bud Powell doing Cherokee and Neil Hefti and Charlie Parker performing Repetition. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to many previous programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.